Well, hi, my essential oil friend. I hope you're having a fabulous day. I'm excited about this particular topic that we're going to be covering. I'm really passionate about several things. As a holistic health coach, life mentor, business mentor, I work with a lot of different types of people from all walks of life, including a lot of wellness entrepreneurs, most of them female, who are building businesses and raising children, and they want to win at both. And so what I try to do when I'm working with private clients is help them really take a bird's eye view of everything that's going on in their life, reprioritize, and then figure out a way to get all of the important aspects of their lives moving forward in the right direction. That's what I love to do. And so I'm going to bring several different types of experts into this podcast so you can also benefit from what other people are doing with me. And this particular person is a dear, dear friend, the person that you're going to meet today. Her name is Desiree. She was a guest at our Holistic Parenting Summit. We loved this interview so much. We thought we would publish it for you and also let you know that if you're interested in strengthening home and family, and of course we incorporate essential oils in all that we do, then you're going to want to head on over to calliewilson.com and get on the wait list. I've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of messages lately asking, Callie, when are you releasing your next family relaunch project? It's right around the corner, folks. So get on the wait list and you'll be the first to know when it is released and registration is up and running. So let's get into today's episode today with Des and take notes. And she's also going to be sharing some really amazing protocols that I think you're going to love. So make sure you're in a place where you can just jot those down and let us know what you think. Love ya.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi friend, Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're gonna play. This is going to be a fun interview. It's always a party when I get to interview Desiree. To know her is to love her and to be blown away by her knowledge and her expertise. So she has a master's in traditional Chinese medicine, has authored several books, including I Am Fabulous, I Am Worthy, new one just came out, Elements of Emotions. And I have my copy and I've been playing in it. It's been so fun. Just being able to see ourselves differently and see others differently and have some great resources there. Speaker, so many things, has done incredible healing workshops. Those have been really fun to participate in. And also a mother. Is it three? Do you have three children?
Three, yeah. They are 3, 8, and 11.
Okay, so right in the busiest phase of parenting, I think. You've been a homeschool mom. Now a single mom, all the things. And I just am so grateful that you were here. And I know we've got a big fan base here for you at the Holistic Parenting Summit. So really quickly, you said you want to talk today about being a pushover parent. Yes. So should we dive into it?
Let's dive into it. By nature, I have always been a people pleaser. And so that really leaked right into my parenting and always wanting to make everyone happy and wanting everyone to like me. And, you know, the root of that is very much so low sense of self-worth and not respecting yourself, valuing yourself, and then in turn, not having those boundaries. But my kids, for majority of my parenting career, which has been, let's say, 10 of the 11 years, have been really my children running my life. They always call the shots. I'm always bending to do what they want to make them happy. I always just want to make them happy. I didn't want them to be sad or upset, or, oh my gosh, they're crying, they're miserable, here, just take an iPad. Like I would do so much like immediate gratification things, going to the store. I want this, I want that. And just, yeah, just put it in the cart, just put it in the cart. Fine, just put it in the cart. And then I was like, next thing you know, $300 Target, you know, checkout. I'm like, oh my goodness. And it's just madness and chaos. I did not have them clean up after themselves. They were very sloppy. They were messy. They were loud. And I mean, I would just have all these blowups too, just so frustrated with these kids. There's three of them, you know, they're just wild, running like crazy. And I did not want to be a parent, honestly. I'm an only child and I like quiet and silence. So I would just do whatever to keep the peace. And that came with a very expensive cost, because when I became a single parent, I had to now play role of mother and father. And I didn't discipline my children. I didn't do any of this. I was a good kid growing up. I was quiet and straight A student. And I would just read books and play on my own. And so I didn't give my parents a lot of headache. I didn't do drugs. Like, I was a good child, and my kids are monsters. So like, I have no frame of reference really, right, on how to parent wild children. And I have two boys, you know, they're the 8 and 11 year old, and one's like a Tasmanian devil that likes to destroy and break everything. So I had to figure this out quick, because now that I had zero help, I was about to lose it even more. And I couldn't survive it anymore. There was no way I could survive the madness and the chaos. So I got a parenting coach, and she really, really helped me to develop structure and systems. And I am the complete total opposite of systems and processes. I am the free spirit to the max. I do whatever I feel like in whenever I want. And so to have to adhere to something literally feels like a prison sentence. And that's probably one of the reasons why my house is running the way it was, because I don't have any bit of like structure and systems in my blood, in myself. So but we started really light and little things, and then started building upon it. And then it just became natural, kind of like brushing your teeth. But the things that I really want to talk about when it comes to being a pushover parent is about self-respect and overcoming, like having patience and grace during the tantrums, the whining, the crying, and the fits. And as soon as you're able to handle those things, like there was a season, a period of time where there was a lot of pushback. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Why are we doing this? I don't want to pick up my dishes. And so if you can just be patient through that season, then you'll get over the other side. And then it becomes a habit for them to pick up after themselves, a habit for them to put down the electronics and it's now time to read a book. A habit now, oh, now we're shutting down to start bedtime routines. So if you can be patient and graceful through that, and also grow your sense of self-worth and self-respect, and know that you're making long-term investments for yourself and your children by being patient through those seasons, then you no longer become that pushover parent. And now I love, love, love to say, heck no, I'm not buying that for you. No, no, you're going to turn that off. Like I went from like, oh, I'd be so upset. Like I don't want them to not be happy, to like, you cry, you go ahead and cry there. You got 5 minutes and then go to your room. So it's so liberating to own my home back. It's so liberating to own my time back and to have freedom. And it's just, it's that there's freedom and discipline. You know, we've heard that many times, and there really, really is. There's freedom in the structure. And so if I, as a extreme free spirit, can devise some semblance of structure, because really the structure, we're passing it on to our children, and the onus is on them, and they need to start implementing them. Otherwise they're not going to get rewards if they don't follow through, and that's on them, you know? So, so yeah, so I'd love to go over some of my oil tips that I have used to help me get through those really hard times, because it took me months. It's not something that happened in a day. Like, I would say it took me 6 months really to completely change and have a whole new dynamic in my household between myself and the kids. It was a gradual
process. Well, you're hitting on so many important things that we just don't know. We just don't know as parents, right? We kind of go into parenting with our rhythm or whatever has been passed on, or sometimes we're just trying to wing it to maintain the calm. And you're hitting on so many huge things, such as role, parenting roles. Who's really in charge? You know, who is taking on that role of parent? And unfortunately, so many parents allow kids to do that, their children to do that. And they're acting more like the child, and the child is acting like the tyrant, right? Or not that parents should be tyrants per se, but that happens. There's a term for it. It's called modern progressive parenting. And we talked a little bit about it. And it's not helpful for the parents, not helpful for the child. And it's not going to be setting, like you said, setting up the child for great success. So I love that you're bringing in something really important, and it's the really the power of calmness. And while you're making transitions and while you're trying to rise up to be the most gracious, generous parent, predictable parent you can be, how do you maintain calm throughout when your child isn't, right? Because sometimes child gets emotional, parent gets emotional. So let's really get into it. I think we're going to discover some fun solutions here. So what do you, what are you thinking here? Where would you?
So I notice, okay, I'm not a psychologist by any means, but I do work in the realm of emotions, and I look from Chinese medicine perspective, okay? But codependency is a really big issue. I notice like the moms especially who let the kids run the house tend to be codependent in nature. They are very other focused. They're very much so that's pleasing others all the time. And so we have to change that dynamic, change that narrative instead of codependent to be interdependent. And I love using tea tree with clove and cypress. Okay, so this is a trio to kind of break this obsessive need to take care of everyone. Look, our kids, they need to learn to become self-sufficient, self-reliant adults. And it's going to start in their childhood. And I love like that my kids wouldn't even put their laundry in the dirty hamper. This is really just in the last like 6 months actually has been a newer development in them getting their plates and putting it in the sink, but not only just put it in the sink, but rinse off the food as well. Right. So we have to get out of this habit of just, let me just, you know, it's faster if I do it. I'll just pick it up and put it away real quick. Right. Of course it's faster when you do it, when I do it, but this is where that patience comes in, where it's okay if it's a little messy, a little sloppy, not as perfect as you would like it, but this is releasing some of that control. So usually codependents are also excessively controlling in every way. So I like this trio, that tea tree, clove, and the cypress, to start breaking the codependency and breaking that obscene level of control and perfectionism as well. So you can put those in a roller and just doing about 5 drops each, okay, tea tree, clove, and cypress, and rolling that. We don't have any photosensitivity, so we're going to roll it on the back of the neck, okay, and the tops of the shoulders, and then also around the belly button, And you are going to start not jumping in too hastily with things. You're going to just kind of take your time and watch and observe. It slows you down, because the codependents are like, oh, we got to rush to fix things. We like to fix, correct, make it better, right? You'll just kind of take this pause and step back and be like, okay, I see what needs to shift and change. You know what, darling, can you please go run the wash, please? Like when you normally wouldn't ever even ask that. That's one of those side effects of this blend, this trio here, is you'll begin to ask your children of things that you typically don't or never would have in general. And so pay attention to those little shifts and changes, because it's going to be like, whoa, wait, I don't have to do it all. So that's another thing. You're going to like, I don't have to do it all. That's one of the big issues with this type of parent, is we desire to, not I would say we like consciously love to do it, but it's in our nature to do it all. Okay, to do it all. You are not the answer to everything. This is a world with 8 billion people. We can all share the load, right? There's plenty of people, plenty of other energy that can participate to complete things. And so use that. I recommend about twice a day, and might take at least 4 weeks. 4 weeks, the more controlling, obsessive you may be, the longer it may take. So might have to stretch it to 6 weeks, but usually like 4 to 6 weeks is a very good time frame to complete this. And even in that time, honestly, I wouldn't even ask anyone to start, like, you need to come up with a system, a routine. No, you have to change your nature first. You got to change your frequency first, because if you try to implement something without changing your frequency, it's not really going to stick. It's not really going to take hold. I had to change the way I operate internally and my emotions, right? It like stop trying to make things, you know, stop trying to control my environment, actually, is what I needed to get through. And as soon as I let that go, it became much easier to start implementing those routines and systems. So after you notice that, after 4 to 6 weeks of application, now then maybe begin to devise some sort of plan. And I can share some of what I do that my parenting coach has helped me with. But with her, you know, her technique, she doesn't have essential oils. So hers was very baby step, gradual changes. Okay. What I like about using the oils is, yeah, I'm going to have to invest 4 to 6 weeks of changing my emotions and my frequency patterns. But in the grand scheme of things, I can do a lot faster, deeper, stronger shifts in general, okay, in a relatively short period of time. So I have like implemented after school routines and then bedtime routines. And we, my parenting coach actually came up with an entire like plan, like hour by hour. Of course, there's flexibility. It's not like, you know, we're going to be militant about it, but it's there. Like they come home from school at 3:30. They have an hour of free play and snack. And so that means they can use electronics in that time. But then after that hour is done, like from 4:30 to 5:30, they've got to read a book and clean their room and help clean up around the house. So then that goes till 4:30 to 5:30. And then we go ahead and have dinner for an hour. Okay. And then they can go out, dinner, clean up, et cetera. And we used to never do family dinners. I used to make 4 different meals. Does any of parents do that? Like a different meal for each child because they're so picky. Oh no, we knock that off right away. We have one meal. You either eat it or you starve. And that I was like literally living my life like that for way too long. So, and then they do an hour of going outside, soccer, play with friends. And then they get one more hour of electronics. So I limit them to 2 hours of electronics in a day, 8:30. Now we've got bedtime routines. And so if they complete the after school routines, well, they get a star. If they complete their bedtime routines, then they get, you know, brushing teeth, pack their school stuff for the next day. Then they get another star. And so they can get up to 40 stars in a month, and each star is $2.50. Wow. Right. And so then they physically see their progress. They're like, I want a star. What can I do for an extra star? They're like, well, you could do the dishes for an extra star for sure. Yeah. Like, so then they end up doing extra things beyond what, you know, and just makes my life so much easier. I'll watch Ayla, the little one, for an hour, mom, while you go read. And I'm like, okay, then you get a star for that. So we focus a lot on reports.
So many great things though. You now have a system, you now have some structure, you're teaching children cause and effect appropriately. I mean, there's so many crucial things. Okay, I want to rewind just a little bit. You mentioned tea tree, clove, cypress. Some people I know listening probably have no clue what essential oils are. Can you tell us just really quickly what you're talking about? I love oils. I've been using them like you for years and years and years. Can't live without them.
Yes.
Using, but I know some people may be completely new.
Okay, perfect. So essential oils are basically the aromatic compounds of the plant, and they move energy very quickly. That's why I like to use essential oils. I find them to move the energy even faster than the needles, because I'm an acupuncturist. So the three oils that I chose is tea tree, is also known as Melaleuca, comes from Australia. And this essential oil is really wonderful at breaking some bad habits, habits that are very destructive to us, destructive to our body, and destructive to our spirit in general. Anything that's disempowering to us, tea tree will go ahead and release and let go of. So you can actually really change your behaviors. Okay. And your habits with these oils, if we're using them consistently for that 4 to 6 week period. I love cypress. It's kind of really supportive to the tea tree here. I would say kind of an assistant to the tea tree, but cypress really helps us to take an idea and put it into action. So if you're wanting to improve your parenting style and your parenting approach, technique, et cetera, like this is now going to take it from this idea into implementation. So with the tea tree and cypress together, it just now, tea tree alone does a lot, but then you add cypress to this. Now we're taking it up another notch, because I really want to create actual change within you and change the way you relate and connect and the dynamic of your relationship with your kids. So there's that. And then clove is wonderful for really laying down your expectations and your boundaries. And these are the new standards here. And the line is just drawn very clearly in the sand. Here it is. And it's not going to get crossed. It's not going to get violated, and it's not going to get disrespected. So that's what I like clove. It helps you to really stand your ground and not cave in, because that pushover parent, it's just so easy to like, okay, whatever, fine, here, just have a lollipop. Like, I'm on the phone, be quiet. Have a lollipop, right?
Let's just stuff them with sugar. Exactly. Okay. I love that explanation. I definitely feel like, oh, I want to use this. I want to experience this. I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. Would you recommend the same thing to the children, because they're going to be going through transition, or do you recommend a different blend for them to make it easier?
You know what? Yes. I recommend, let's do something a little different for the children, for them to adjust to the changes, and we can make it a diffuser blend.
Cool.
So just diffuse in the home. It'll be really simple and easy. I love, love, love cardamom. Whenever we're going through major changes in life, it helps them to ease into the change rather than fighting the change. So between cardamom and grapefruit, okay, and Siberian fir, let's do that. Cardamom, grapefruit, and Siberian fir. So cardamom is really great for changes. Grapefruit is another really great, like, self-respect, honor thyself type of essential oil. So it'll benefit both parties here. Well, actually all of this will benefit both parties, the parents and the children. And then Siberian fir, here's the thing. Those patterns that those kids have most likely were taught, and it's in their DNA. Okay. So we need to change the DNA. We need to change those generational patterns that are passed down. And so that's what Siberian fir, we need to break these patterns of codependency, and Siberian fir is going to really help that along. So you can do like 3 cardamom, 2 grapefruit, and 2 Siberian fir in a diffuser. 3 cardamom, 2 grapefruit, and 2 Siberian fir. And that will, and you know, you can do it daily if you like. You can do it daily, but just play around with it and see. Even if it's every other day, it'd be really great.
And I agree with you. I think doing work without oils, when you know there's a huge difference in making that transition happen more quickly. So that's fantastic. Exactly.
Make it as easy as possible. It's already hard enough as it is. And when you throw the oils in, like, you really feel like, I can do this. Because there was so many moments I was like, how am I going to break the cycle? How am I going to change my kids? That's the thing, because they were starting to get really entitled. They were getting super bratty. They so ungrateful. And it would just bother me deep inside. Like, my kids are just so rude and disrespectful. And it's so embarrassing, like, as a parent, but just, oh my God, they're not going to be set up for success as adults. Right. And so sometimes you look at them, you're like, how the heck am I going to change my children? How am I going to do that? Their personality and all of this stuff. And so the oils have done so much of the heavy lifting for me that it made it easier for me to implement, you know, the new structure, and them being receptive to it and them being open to it. I was surprised, and they're responsive. They're actually doing it now. So don't make your life harder. Just use the oil.
Well, you gave us so many incredible things to think about. And one of the things I appreciate most is, here you are, a powerful businesswoman. You take the stage with such command, and yet you so readily said, but I had issues with parenting. And I agree, right? There's always these things where we're going, okay, we're winning here, but not here. Why is that, right? And I just appreciate your honesty and going, hey, I needed help too. I got a parenting coach. Things are going much better. I love it. So for people who want to learn more about what you do, how do they do that? What resources would you recommend them starting with?
For me, this last year has been such a year of self-discovery. And because, you know, I went through a separation and divorce, I'm coming up on a year next month. And it's been a journey of self-awareness and all of my patterns of codependency and et cetera. And so I just went for it head on. And this book that I wrote, it just printed this month, actually. It's called Elements of Emotion. I call this my Jumanji book because I literally lived out the pain and agony of every essential oil in which they are the antidote for. This is a journey to really empower yourself and shift out of the lowest version of who you are and into a version that you are proud to see in the mirror, a version that you are radiating your love and your gifts and your being and really making a wonderful impact in the world and getting your life aligned. You know, stop wandering around and get things right for you. Okay. Not what other people say is right, but what's right for you. And so I take people on a very intimate journey with each essential oil here. And I talk about the spirit of every essential oil, and every essential oil has profound gifts for your emotional wellness and your spiritual growth. And so this is the book I recommend. And you can, I talk a lot about Chinese medicine and like what your element type would be in your constitution. And you can go that route and be super specific on how you use your essential oils. All the information is here for you to discover that and experience that. But I do recommend getting to know all of the oils, because it's about seasons and cycles, right? And timing in your life. And there's going to be a time for peppermint. There's going to be a time for wintergreen. There's going to be a time for lemongrass for you. And so just like these, the few oils that I chose today, this is to take ownership and control over your household and not the children run your life. So my website is still DesireeMangandog.com, but we do have DesireeDeLaunay.com too. It just redirects. We're going to change everything probably next month. but it is right now, DesireeMangandog.com, and there are, the books are there. So you can definitely get that book there, as well as your favorite essential oil supply stores carry them too, like aromatools.com.
Well, I love the book. I actually got two, one for me and one for a friend, and I'll probably get a few more. And the other thing that I love that you offer that I just want to make sure people know is I heard a quote, you know, when I started on my personal development journey, for things to change, I must change. For things to get better, I must get better. And so many times we want our spouse to change, or we want our children to change, or we want everyone around us to change, when really, like, at the end of the day, we're only truly empowered when we understand that it's us, that we have the power to change so much if we can learn how to self-govern and take control and all the things you're teaching us to do. And you offer several different types of workshops that are, mm-hmm. that are where people get to experience transformation in the present, right?
Yes. Working
through some of these funky things that we struggle with, that who knows who passed on to us. So how do we get more information on those as well?
Or what yes, it's there? Right on my website. You'll see workshops there too. That usually the one for the, we have a different one every month, and it's highlighted at the very top of DesireeMangandog.com. And this month we're doing I Am Worthy, which is what we were discussing today, really releasing shame and worthlessness and building up a strong foundation of self-worth and self-respect. So that's, we do two of those. We do two of the same workshop in a month, a morning and an evening, so that we accommodate people's schedule.
Okay, so get in those if you're like, I need some massive change and I want some hand-holding with us, because I think you'll love those too. Well, thank you so much. I'm just thrilled that you're here and that you're willing to offer us so many great gems. I have like a page full of notes here. I'm going, okay, I'm going to go change my diffuser up today. I think I'm going to make a blend of that for my husband and for me. And let's do this for the next 4 weeks. I appreciate you so much and all the best to this new chapter of your life. And can't wait for people to actually get that book, get the book. It's great. So thank you, Des, so much. We'll see you again very soon.
Okay, thanks, Kelly.
Hey, thanks again for making time to listen to the Essential Oil Coach podcast. I sure appreciate you being here. And as mentioned, if you are interested in learning more about the Family Relaunch Project, or even more about essential oils, or even about my favorite protocols in terms of what to use to set the tone of your home, you're going to want to get on the wait list for the next Family Relaunch Project. Get on my newsletter. I love to send out helpful tips, all the good things right to your inbox. So head on over to calliewilson.com. You'll see the link there, and we'll be in touch soon. Have a fabulous day.